help on eliminating toxins from your life, having more beautiful and productive landscapes and gardens, and especially if you want to learn how to cut your water bill in half, you've come to the right place. It's Dirt Doctor Radio with your host, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and good morning, everybody. It was an absolutely beautiful drive this morning when I left the house to come over to the station. I could see back to the east and north a little bit, mostly to the east, the beautiful, beautiful sunrise. And when I was about to get on the highway to drive over here to Las Colinas to the station, I was going to be turning away from it, and I almost stopped and just waited to see, because it had grown beautiful, beautiful pinks and bright pinks and purple. And then as I started toward the station, I looked up and it had covered the whole sky. I've never seen a sunrise, and it just expanded to cover from, you know, the whole entire panorama. It was lighter the other directions, but nice, soft Monet-type colors, the pinks and purple, really, really beautiful. I hope a lot of you got a chance to see that. I'd be interested to know how much of the country it was that spectacular. But here in the Dallas area, it was really, really terrific. The prettiest sunrise I've ever seen, I think. Telephone number to be with me and talk about beautiful things, landscaping, gardening, compost making. If you've had any pest control issues, most of the pest control problems at this time of the year are probably inside. If you've got any issues about that, we can discuss it. If you have tips for us, have a report of any kind, something that's working well, something that's not working well, whatever you want to talk about, give me a buzz. Telephone number from anywhere is 1-866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-3478. We've got everything ready to go for you. The mystery photograph is up, and if you identify it first, it's on dirtdoctor.com. It's one of the windows that the buttons under the window at the top control. If you don't do anything, they rotate automatically. Unless you've clicked on something. When you click on something, I think it shuts down that automatic rotation. But you can go to the one on the, usually it's the one on the far right, and it shows you the mystery photo. Identify it and win a couple of things. One of them is our class, our online class, the Torque Natural Organic Gardening and Landscaping course. It's a 15-chapter course, and it's a lot of fun. We've had a lot of people complete it now and have become certified by TORC, Texas Organic Research Center. And the first person to identify it wins one. If you're interested in just signing up for you or your employees or using it as a holiday gift, that's fine too. Obviously, just go to dirtdoctor.com and you can see how all of that works right there on the homepage. Can get you to all that. And the other thing is the Organic Club of America. All of it you can find out about right there at the top of the page. If you click on Buy Howard's Books, that's the coolest way to go, because it can tell you how you can go that route and buy books, and you may be still shopping for Christmas presents or holiday gifts of some kind. You can see the information about all my books, my art. I'll tell you a little bit more about what's going on with the art studio and all that as we go. But the books are available for you on our website. That and the membership in the Organic Club of America are all tied together now to support the nonprofit Texas Organic Research Center, and we really appreciate everybody helping out there. Also, if you're the first to identify, besides winning one of the courses, first to identify the mystery photo, you also win a gift from Espoma. Espoma brings us both the mystery photo and the SPCA report that I'll do for you next. And if you win, you get a bottle, 8-ounce bottle of their organic liquid plant food. And for those of you, it's something that I need to do myself. I haven't done it in a while, just planted some new winter color, and I need to do a couple more containers that I haven't finished yet. And if you're doing that with pansies, Johnny Jump Ups, dianthus, kale, whatever you're using, using the Garrett juice as a base and then some of the Espoma liquid product is terrific. You want to see something jump into flower in a hurry, that combination really works beautifully. And we appreciate their help supporting these things. Espoma is available across the country in garden centers and nurseries, feed stores, farm stores, hardware stores, all that kind of thing. Espoma is E-S-P-O-M-A. They have dry organic fertilizer products as well as liquids, and they are terrific. Really good-looking packaging. They're easy to spot and easy for you to find across the country. That's been one of our tough things for a lot of people is they've heard me explain this natural organic approach, how you get away from synthetic fertilizers and doing the things that we don't recommend that are harmful to the soil and indirectly harmful to the plants, and use organic fertilizers that are slow, naturally slow release, 100% slow release, and the non-toxic pest control things, which we talk about quite a bit here. One of the main things that you'll see happen is when you go the natural organic route is you won't have very many pest problems. The pressure from insect pests and diseases and all that just drops like a rock. You'll still have some pop up from time to time, but we have techniques and products across the board for anything that does pop up that work as well or better than the toxic chemicals. So if you're just getting involved in what we talk about here, welcome aboard. If you're a seasoned veteran, that's great too, because we keep coming up with new things and new techniques. People recommend new things to us, and it's been a good ride. It's been really a lot of fun. My tea this morning is different. My usual, I couldn't do this morning. And the reason I couldn't, I didn't have any ginger. I ran out of ginger last week, and I forgot to get any more. One of the things, and it probably, I need to make a note of it, that's probably a good Dallas Morning News column to do about planting ginger. I don't think I've done that for a while. It's a good kids project, good for adults as well. You can grow your own ginger, and it's a good time to get it started in a brightly lit place, greenhouse situation or whatever. Get the ginger often started, and then in the spring put it out in, gradually put it out into full sun, grow a beautiful plant. The ginger plant's very nice to begin with, and you can grow your own ginger hands yourself at home. Very, very easy to do. We did a video on that, I think. There may be a YouTube video. If there's not, we need to do one. That'd be a good thing to add to our mix. All right, let's talk about the doggies. Good news on one dog. Brownie was adopted. It says the SPCA, both in Dallas and McKinney, are the ones that we specifically talk about here. But wherever you are in the country out there, we really appreciate you supporting the rescue organizations, whatever they are. SPCA is obviously one of the strongest that exists. Unfortunately, Donald, Buster, Slater, Rhino, and Chase that I've talked about in the past are still looking for their permanent home. So check out our website. If you go to the SPCA button, their photographs are there, and all the specs about them are there, and you can find the one that fits you the best. Today's dog is Jack, and Jack is an 8.5-year-old shepherd mix. He looks like a good one, about 54 pounds. He may be an older guy, but he has plenty of pep in his step, very friendly, loves to be around people, make new friends, well-mannered, knows how to sit and come and lie down on command, likes to play with other dogs. In his previous home, he did great with children. He's a loyal boy, protective of people he loves. If you're looking for a gentleman to add to your family, he's the one for you. He's been neutered, microchipped, received all of his age-appropriate vaccinations. Come and see him. at the Jan Reese Jones Animal Care Center. And that's the one that's near downtown Dallas. And check out those other dogs while you're there, too. You can see their photographs first on our website. Just go to the website and then click on the SPCA button. Or if you look over there on the right, you'll see those entries for the latest things we've added to the website. And the SPCA report is one of those. Also, you'll see a bunch of things that relate to the same article that I wrote. I wrote for the Dallas Morning News and also for our newsletter, a little bit different links and details in the two, about poisonous plants. And we'll talk about that a little bit as we go as well. Telephone number to be with me is 866-444-DIRT-3478. When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT. Glutathione is the body's master antioxidant. It's used by every cell in the human body, and it's especially vital for reducing the risk of heart disease. Reg Active's cardio wellness formula contains other ingredients that help maintain healthy cholesterol levels, support healthy heart muscle tissue, and help improve the lining of your veins and arteries all throughout your body. Be proactive with your heart health today. Get Reg Active cardio wellness formula at fine natural product retailers across the United States.
Unibest International has a great new soil testing kit for home gardeners, agriculture and greenhouse producers, turf managers, and landscape contractors. Tests determine what fertilizer nutrients are needed and provide easy-to-understand fertilizer recommendations tailored to your site that will improve production and quality. For more information or to order your ready-to-use professional-grade soil test kit, call 877-535-2479 or go to unibestinc.com. That's 877-535-2479.
Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your garden variety fertilizer. It's a specially blended product for vegetable gardens with a rich, all-natural blend that nourishes your plants and helps grow healthy, mouth-watering vegetables. It's simple to use and safe for the family and pets with no harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers ever added. Best of all, Espoma products are effective for your organic production. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner. Or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. And our first caller this morning would like to guess or identify the mystery photograph. Jackie in Purdon, Texas. Hello, Jackie. Are you there? David? David, can I, let's see. You there, Jackie? Well, I'm going to put Jackie back on hold. David is running things today. We'll see if we can get that set up so we can get him on and see what the identification is. Can you deal with that while I'm on here? All righty. Thank you, sir. The next thing I wanted to talk about was the art studio and what we've got going on there and bring you up to date on all of that. We've been offering, besides the books, some art. And, well, let's see. David left, so let's see if it's working now. Jackie, are you there? Hello, Jackie. Jackie, we're going to find Jackie here in a minute. Jackie, are you there? No, it's not working. Oh, well, we'll get it up in a minute. Hang on, Jackie. If you've got the right answer, what you do is win a couple of things that are pretty cool, our online course and the gift from Espoma. We started doing making the books available to raise money for Torque and set up a situation where for if you buy $50 worth of my books, we've got about 15. There's about 12 of them, 10 to 12 of them that are still very much available out there. But we've made them available easily on the website now. And if you donate to Torque, Texas Organic Research Center, or buy $50 worth of books, you get also membership in the Organic Club of America. And the Organic Club of America is the only part of the website that costs you money. You get any the membership normally costs a little bit, not very much, gets you into an area where the general public can't get to. It gives you priorities on getting questions answered, and it also gets you seed from my garden and from Bob Webster's garden. I saw somebody ask a question the other day when they joined, do you automatically get all the seed or which ones? And basically that's handled on an individual basis. What we still currently have available, depending on what you know, you already have and what you want are the inland sea oats from my garden, Mexican buckeye, and some of the corms of the great big huge garlic that we've got, which is probably a crossbreed. Our garlic is elephant garlic, and it's probably a leek that's a cross between regular garlic and the elephant garlic, the leeks, because it's big and it has a very beautiful, distinctive round flower. And so I'm pretty sure we still have some of those available. We also have some of the shishito peppers from Bob Webster's garden, and the jicama from his garden. I got him into jicama a few years ago. He didn't realize you could even grow jicama around these parts. I think jicama probably grow across the country. It's pretty tough. It's a real rangy kind of. It grows into kind of, if you have a cage like you would use for tomatoes. It grows into a big bushy looking thing, but it's kind of a viney plant. Real pretty plant. Top of the plant is kind of fits into that category I was doing the column in the newsletter about. We eat the bottom part of it, and the top of it's toxic to a degree. In fact, it has something to do with the making of rotenone, and so you don't eat the foliage, but the underground part is that nice, crunchy, fresh vegetable that you've probably had before that people use in salads and things like that. So getting some of the seed that Bob grew in San Antonio is part of the mix. If you you know, buy the book, still a level to get into the club, or just join the club, either way you can get some of the things from him. There was one other plant that I think he was giving us some seed of too. Can't remember what it is right now. I'll think of it in a minute. But anyway, that's that. The other thing, and when you go to the website, when you go to dirtdoctor.com and you go to the area where it says buy Howard's books, down below that is the information on my art. We were going to do some art and make prints available, and we still are. We've got some prints of the first painting that I did several years ago that we used in this category called Fall Colors. And we have a very few limited signed prints of Fall Color left. And then I came up with a couple of ideas. We're still looking at we're going to do the prints at some point. In fact, we're talking to several different people and trying to figure out the best way to go and make it the most cost effective for everybody. But in the process of thinking about what was the best way to do the prints, we ran into an interesting little problem. I had done the first art to thinking I was going to make prints on Mylar, and the Mylar, as you know, is reflective, and so we've had a real problem figuring out how to make the prints. We've had a couple people contact us about it, and we're still talking to them, but in that process, I decided just to do originals and make them available to people. So I'll tell you how that works when I come back. And we'll try to get Jackie on, figure out the phones and all that stuff. Telephone number is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com. And again, the magic button up there is the red one that says Buy Howard's Books. That's where you'll get to all this stuff I'm talking about right now.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping and delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these top-rated books by clicking on the Howard's Books button on the top of the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Take this message to heart. RegActive Cardio Wellness Formula provides groundbreaking support for heart health. RegActive supports glutathione production. Glutathione is the body's master antioxidant, which is used by every cell in the human body and is especially vital for heart health. Glutathione affects how the body processes LDL cholesterol in a healthy fashion and ultimately supports the health of the heart by helping to improve the lining of the veins and arteries throughout the body. RegActive's Cardio Wellness Formula contains other heart-healthy nutrients that contribute in different ways to help reduce the risks of cardiovascular disease, such as B vitamins, including B5, which helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels in the normal range, and ubiquinol, the active coenzyme Q10, which supports healthy energy production in heart muscle tissue. Be proactive with your heart health today. Get RegActive Cardio Wellness Formula online and at fine natural products retailers across the United States.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard Garrett back with you, and the telephone number is 866-444-3478. David's been scurrying around, and she did not have the right answer on the, and I guess she got tired of waiting for us to figure out how to get the phones working. Hopefully they're working, so give us a call at 866-444-3478. 3478. Jackie did not have the correct answer for the mystery photo. If you didn't hear me talk about that, it's on DirtDoctor.com. Go to the top of the page there, the photographs. It'll be the one that rotates last, and it's the button over there on the far right-hand side. Anyway, back to the art stuff. I came up with a way to do some original art. My stuff is abstract, and one of the things that I came up with is to call Forest Breeze, and it's an abstract that's done on Mylar and or on some other shiny paper that I have found that's not quite as reflective as the Mylar, so we may be able to figure out how to make prints from it, but doing the art on Mylar and on that stuff, both is what we're making available as original art. And you can go down below the books and it'll tell you how to buy that if you'd like to and donate to TARC through that route. The Forest Breeze series, the first three are taken, so If you get involved in that, you'll be getting Forest Breeze 3, I think is where we are there. And I just came up with an idea for a second round. One of my favorites that I did for my wife for our anniversary, and it's a black and white piece. And I, for some reason, I gave it to her, and I didn't make any photographs of it and put it in the list. And I've put a couple of times, I've put some of my art on Facebook and a couple of things so you can see all of the stuff that we're doing, not just the ones that are for sale. And I think that it might make a good series to add to this as well. And the name of it is Moonlight. And so it's just black and white, like I said, and so we'll probably do a series on those as well. That it's on black background, so it'll be able to be printed, and that might get us off the snide on getting some prints. But the original work will be available sometime soon as well, probably for about the same price. So anyway, check it out on dirtdoctor.com. All right, let's do a little in Howard's Garden. And lines are open if you want to jump on here anytime. Hopefully we can get you on. It's 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. Interesting weather we've been having related to in Howard's Garden. We're still planting, and I'm still recommending people plant winter color. We're having some very mild weather. And the questions are always out there about, can you do new sod? Can you do color, annual color? Can you do this? Can you do that? And the answer is yes. Solid sod, despite what you tend to hear from some other people, can be planted all through the winter, no matter where you are, pretty much. The people farther north can do the fescues and bluegrasses. And, of course, down here in the south, we can do Bermuda, St. Augustine grass, zoysia, and things like that, solid sod. Planting seed, it's not time to do that. You're going to have to wait until spring to plant the seed. The problem is, if we had some mild weather in the winter, you could get the seed to germinate, but you're not going to have long enough warm weather for the plant to establish a big enough root system to be cold hardy, and you wouldn't have any luck going that route. But the solid sod, no problem at all, whichever one that you're thinking about planting. The flower, the color, cool season stuff, like I was mentioning earlier, the dianthus and Johnny-jump-ups and pansies and flowering kale and, you know, all the cool season things. The pinks and carnations are in that category to a great degree as well, can be done. I just planted some pansies yesterday at the office and some containers. Now, if we have some real tough weather move in and it drops like a rock, you're going to need to cover with some floating row cover just to protect the plants. But light freezes and I don't know what normal weather, especially in this part of the world, is, but the usual weather that we have, you're going to, you know, have some drops down into totally freezing temperatures, and the pansies and Johnny jump ups and those kind of things can take that temperature change, no problem at all. But if there's a huge change along with some heavy winds and all that, it'd be a good idea to cover with floating row cover. And I recommend all gardeners to have some floating row cover on hand for, you know, crazy weather events that come up. I have at least two different kinds, I guess, in my head house of my greenhouse for that exact reason. I've even used some on the greenhouse. And as I told you at an earlier time, I had some on the, I guess it's the east end of the greenhouse instead of plastic. Nellie decided, my tree climbing dog, Nellie, decided that it'd be a good idea to tear all that off the greenhouse. So she did. So it's all kind of ripped up around the edges, and I'm using it for covering up plants, potted plants if I need to. And I've put plastic on the end of the greenhouse, but I also got smart enough to know that she'd probably tear the plastic off next. She just loves to get into trouble. You know, she gets bored and decides to take things apart. And so we've put ladders at the base of the greenhouse and the trash cans and all kinds of things, so she can't get to the plastic to tear it off. My greenhouse functions as a hospital. I move the tropical plants that I've got in to the greenhouse for the winter. And there's an interesting thing going on this year, too. I've got three they're kind of related plants, asparagus, fern, in a hanging basket, and I've got an upright fern that's a closely related plant that's a big bushy thing, and I've got a Springer-eye fern in the front, all still out. I've not moved them out. They've been out through several freezes now, and they don't have a sign of any freeze damage. And one of the other plants that I've still left out, I'm walking on thin ice with it. I'm going to be careful about it, but I've got an aloe vera. It's a prickly aloe vera. It's become one of my favorite plants for potted plant situations. A beautiful thin-leafed aloe vera. It has spiky leaves. That's where the name came from. I've brought one in the house. It's flowering now. It's starting to flower. And I left one of them outside. It is on the front porch, and it's pretty near the door. And our house is not very well insulated. So you get a little bit of heat that radiates out from the house. And that's one of the reasons I can get away with the fern that I've still got hanging outside in the front and in the back. Don't be too cavalier about it like I am. I'm always experimenting, see what all I can get away with so I can pass the information on to you. But at this point, the aloe vera has tiny, tiny little brown tips on the leaves that was from the frost, but the overall plant is still doing great. Aloe vera is one of those plants where you can get away with some light freezes, but you're going to get some cosmetic damage, and it would also damage any flowering and even possibly future flowering that it might have. So be careful about that. Once again, the mystery photograph is still up. It's a fairly common plant, and I'll tell you this, it was still in bloom just a short while ago. In fact, it still is in bloom in the Dallas-Fort Worth area when it's in a protected place, so that'll be a tip for you about what that plant is. Leaf management, we've got to keep talking about it a little bit. We still had our guys that helped me with my property because I got such a big place and so many leaves to take care of because somebody planted too many trees on my place a long time ago. In fact, I overplanted it on purpose, intending to take some of the trees out. That idea didn't work out very well because Judy didn't agree on taking out part of it later. I've got a meeting coming up that I'm looking forward to this next week with one of the fellows from the Texas Forest Service to take a look at my ginkgo and see how it stacks up compared to the state champion that I told you about over in New Boston, Texas. I know that the trunk of the state champ, the current state champ, is far, far bigger than mine. But the interesting thing that I wanted to take a look at is the height and the width of my tree, the drip line and the overall size of the canopy of the tree is pretty close to the champion. It's really big. It's really been putting on a lot of growth. And unfortunately, I don't mind this at all. It's growing into other trees. There's a great big American elm behind the greenhouse that it's growing into now. It's growing into probably the largest. That'd be an interesting thing to talk to Mike Sills, who's coming over, about, is my bay is probably the biggest bay in Texas. Protected by the bamboo in the back and kind of growing together with the ginkgo. And then the other one that I wanted him to take a look at that may be the champion for at least the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and it may be the biggest one in Texas, is my Parodia. My Persian ironwood has gotten really big. and it's growing together into the ginkgo. Ginkgo this year, as I told you, had zero fall color. That unbelievable cold spell that we had, well, not unbelievable, but very early and very harsh compared to the weather we had up to that point, and the leaves were still green on my tree. And when we had that 23 degrees, froze the tree, and it dumped all of the green leaves the next day. Same thing happened to the state champion over in East Texas, New Boston, where the current champion is. I talked to those people right after it happened, and it happened to them. Neither one of us had any fall color at all. My small ginkgos that grew from seedlings that are in pots had pretty nice fall color. Go figure. I don't know what the difference was. But what I started to say that I almost forgot, the Parodia, the Persian ironwood, had beautiful fall color. So it varied all over the map. Howard Garrett, give me a call, 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. I'll be back.
Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your garden variety fertilizer. It's a specially blended product for vegetable gardens with a rich, all-natural blend that nourishes your plants and helps grow healthy, mouth-watering vegetables. It's simple to use and safe for the family and pets with no harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers ever added. Best of all, Espoma products are effective for your organic production. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic weed control? PureGrow Weed Crush is a natural, organic, non-selective weed control that kills broadleaf weeds, foxtail, chickweed, and other undesirable plants. It is fast-acting with visible results in 30 minutes and is safe to use around people and pets. Ask for PureGrow Weed Crush in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at PureGrowUSA.com or call 469-423-0712.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating this certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online as well as Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com. Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Well, let me get back to the leaf management thing in just a minute. Right now, let's see if David has us all set up with the phones. Bryant in Dallas, are you there? Uh-oh. David, I don't think we're there yet. You there, Bryant? All right, we'll put him back on hold, David, and we'll see what's up with all that. Leaf management. We had, we had our guys over the this past weekend for maybe the last time on a regular basis, because most of the leaves have left the trees now and on the ground. This was kind of the last cleanup that we did. Will that take care of it?
I hope so. Let's try.
All right. Let's see here. Brian, you there?
Nope. It didn't take care. Okay.
All right.
So you can put him back on home.
Okay. We'll get it figured out in a minute. Anyway, the leaves, people are still getting some bad advice out there about what to do with the leaves. Most everybody says don't put them in the bags and don't send them to the landfill, but that's not the only incorrect thing to do. You don't want to put them – if people – are given that recommendation and they have a lot of trees like I do, you got far too much volume to do that. And so people just throw up their hands and stick them in bags or let their maintenance people put them in bags and they end up in the landfill, which, you know, clogs up the landfill, costs you and me money, and it throws away carbon. It throws away nutrients. It throws away organic fertilizer and a source for nutrients and trace minerals. So what you want to do instead is the first step, and if you haven't already done this, if you still have some leaves around on trees that are hanging on still, mow them into the turf. That is step number one, and it's always step number one. If you have a lot of trees, you have to stop doing it at some point when you get so many leaves that you're starting to cover up and smother the turf, you know, common sense. And at that point, you start moving them into the compost pile and other places. And that's exactly what we do. We don't do very much into the turf anymore because we don't have any turf. I have a very small amount of turf in the backyard, none in the front. So what we do is we put the leaves in the driveway and we turn them into a fine texture by mowing them. You can run them through a grinder, but most people don't have a grinder large enough to handle that. So it's really easy just to mow them. Mow them in the driveway. You reduce the volume by about 70 to 80%. And then you can move that material first. Place they ought to go is to cover bare soil in beds. And when you get all that taken care of and you still have some excess material, then it goes into the compost pile. So the compost pile's on down the road as far as priorities. Ours is a big compost pile. It's about 70-something feet long. And it's anywhere from 20 to 5 feet deep and has turned into soil in a lot of places and is part of a erosion protection situation that we've got. So anyway, that's the deal with the leaves. I guess the most bizarre thing that I hear about from time to time is that you can't leave the leaves under the plants in any form too much because it'll change the pH of the soil, which reminds me of another thing I wanted to bring up to you guys. And finishing on that, though, if there was any problem about leaving the leaves under trees, the forest would really be in tough shape, wouldn't they? So, no, you can't use too many leaves on the ground around your trees and create any problem other than the leaves completely covering up small plants, ground cover and smothering it, or small annuals or something that, you know, you're going to completely cover up the plant, put the plants in the dark. And obviously that would be a problem. Related to that, and I talked to Bob Webster on his show about this yesterday. Somebody sent me an article, I guess it was one of the listeners, for me to check into, and I did because it was something that would change a recommendation that I've been making, if there's anything to it, that's a pretty big one. And what it was that this person writing the article was extremely, very, very negative about using coffee grounds and saying that it was okay to use. And this is, I started to not even finish the article because it started off talking about the fact that the only people that should use coffee grounds are people that have alkaline soils. And if you have acid soils, you're going to be creating a chemistry problem and all that. And that's not the case at all. I'll finish this after we break, but just to give you the short version of it first. It said that caffeine was also a problem for the soil and for the microbes in the soil. I'll tell you more about that when I get back. But coffee becoming having a little hit job put on it, something that I've always recommended and we've always used at our house in Dallas, alkaline soils, but other people have used it and had great luck with it too. But anyway, I'll talk about this article and pros and cons of it, and we'll try to figure out how to get the phone straightened out and talk to you on the air as well. 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com. All that information about my books and my art is right there for you. The mystery photo still up for grabs.